Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Korea, C-O-R-E-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Korea as described in my report of 7-10-21. She is now a 67-year-old woman who again alleges she was injured at work on 4-29-16. She was crossing the floor and fell, landing on all fours. She felt like her head popped off and her back went out. She believes she injured her head, back, and both knees and went to the emergency room afterwards. Pretty further evaluation leading to a change of stance to be final diagnoses of, quote, back pain, comma, head and neck problems, comma, and knee, period, end quote. She underwent cervical spine surgery in August 2020, period. She is currently receiving treatment at Rothman for both her neck and her back, period. She alludes to a prior injury to her back for which she got an injection. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. As of 1/11/23, she is not working. Period. New paragraph. I was previously in receipt of virtually all of the medical documentation you have sent, so I will not repeat that here. Period. Her claim petition, scratch that. This includes a preoperative evaluation from 12/27/16 by Dr. Catalina, C-A-T-A-L-I-N-A, period. This was in preparation for surgery on the left knee by Dr. Post. Period. It was noted she had left knee pain for the past 6 months after she fell on it. Period. She had a known history of atrial fibrillation with no history of coronary artery disease or congestive heart failure. Period. She had variably controlled diabetes as well as obstructive sleep apnea prior to gastric bypass in 2004. Period. She had her DVT in her left leg after a knee revision surgery in 2012. Period. She, in fact, had undergone bilateral knee replacements in 2005 at the age of 50. Period. She then was cleared for left knee revision due to degenerative joint disease. Period. New paragraph. Another new record is that of a note by Dr. Kwan on 10/10/17 when he performed left C2 and C3 and third occipital nerve radio frequency ablation. Period. Ms. Korea also had a lumbar MRI on 4/29/21 compared to a prior study of 7/14/12. There was a disc bulge at T11-12, probably unchanged, although direct comparison cannot be made. There was mild spondylolisthesis at L5 on S1, with central spurring superimposed upon the slip that was unchanged. Period. In paragraph, she was also seen her surgically by Dr. Glass on 5/11/21 due to bilateral lumbar sacral back pain. Period. He noted a lumbar MRI from 4/29/21 showing a bulge at T11-12. Paired at L5-S1, there was grade 1 antralolisthesis with disc osteophyte complex and facet arthropathy. Period. She did not feel able to tolerate physical therapy at that time. compared she wishes to pursue pain management instead. Period. She followed up with Dr. Glass. Period. On 11/8/21, she did have a pain management evaluation by Dr. Pylksky. Period. He opined she needed a lumbar epidural injection, NL5-S1. Period. Dr. Glass monitored her care through (10/4/22). Period. They discussed treatment options, and he opined, quote, in light of the multiplicity of abnormal disc space levels, I do believe her prognosis with surgical intervention would be extremely guarded. Period, end quote. From a neurosurgical perspective, she was at maximum medical improvement status. Period. He actually also referenced results of CT myelogram of the neck and back from 9/27/22 that will be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She was in mild distress, complaining of pain in her back. Apparently she did wear compression stockings and was extremely obese. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. She had pes planus deformities bilaterally. Period. There were bilateral heel longitudinal scars at the knees consistent with total knee arthroplasties. Period. There was no overt atrophy or effusions, but she had excessive adipose tissue. Period. She sat comfortably with her hips and knees flexed to 90 degrees. Period. Motion of the ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal, spine, cervical. Inspection revealed a right central anterior longitudinal scar transverse scar consistent with her surgery, but preserved low dotted curve. Period active extension was to 25 degrees with rotation right 65 degrees and left to 50 degrees. Period flexion and bilateral side bend were full to 50 and 45 degrees, common respectively. Period. And then normal thoracic, she was superficially tender in the midline at T9, but there was no spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral or interscapular musculature. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a slow gait, but no cane, limp, or foot drop. Period, she declined trying to stand or walk on her heels or toes. Period, she changed position slowly and declined attempting to perform a squatting maneuver. Period, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. And then continue is normal through when supine straight leg raise maneuver was attempted. She immediately complained of low back tenderness when laying supine and was unable to complete this maneuver. Period. Impressions. Carol Correa was injured at work on 4/29/16, described in my previous report at length, so will not be repeated here. Period. We will insert what is marked from my impressions section. Since evaluated here, she returned to the neurosurgical care of Dr. Glass and had CT myelograms of the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. He opined her prognosis with surgical intervention would be extremely guarded. Period. She did participate in pain management. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found her to be in mild distress, complaining of low back pain. Baird was unable to lay supine due to low back pain. Baird sitting straight leg raise maneuver was negative bilaterally at 90 degrees. Baird was full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Baird provocative maneuvers could not be performed. Baird was healed surgical scarring about the neck and associated decreased range of motion. Baird sternum maneuver was negative. Baird, they were total knee arthroplasty scars bilaterally. Baird had full range of motion of the upper extremities without weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Baird, new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted here and may be supplemented by the CT myelogram results. Baird, this will lead to an overall assessment, part of which is unrelated to the incident of 4/29/16. Period. End.